From 1890 to 1963, the highest point of Highland Park held a three-story structure that offered panoramic views, the vision of famed park designer Frederick Law Olmsted. The structure became known as the Children's Pavilion, a place where children in the city could play in the fresh air. It also became a popular spot for ceremonies, concerts, and family gatherings. Edna Klonch is the co-chair of the Children's Pavilion Reconstruction Capital Campaign. She says the pavilion was originally built when malaria was spreading through the city.
And they wanted the children to have fresh air, to be able to come and replenish their health. And it was a place that women could bring their babies to assure that they would have good health. So it's more than just a poetic feature. It is also one of health and welfare for entire families.
Edna says the design will be the same as the old pavilion, except it will have an elevator, making the views accessible to everyone. The goal is to complete and dedicate the new children's pavilion on the same location in 2022, in conjunction with the anniversary of Olmsted's 200th birthday. Olmsted designed several celebrated parks, including Highland Park and Central Park in New York City. Caitlin White, WXXI News.